This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. As we speak, Vicente Fox, the Mexican puppet of the big banks in New York, is in Austin, Texas. It is Wednesday, the 5th of November, 2003, and I'm going to be down there from about 6:30 to 8 o'clock tonight, bullhorning that dinner with Rick Perry. And I hope to see you out there. In fact, I didn't think to go down and protest Fox. I know that he was going to be here in August, but canceled it. We were planning to protest that. One of the listeners pointed out that they are having a dinner tonight at the governor's mansion. And that was in the newspaper. And so I'll be down there tonight, 6:30, Lavaca and 11th Street, the governor's mansion. You can't miss it. Just listen for the bullhorn, and that's where I'll be at. And I want to see Hispanics, black people, white people, northerners, southerners. I want to see everybody out there. And I know that we have a gigantic Hispanic listening audience. In fact, that's the number one group of people that come up to me on the street to shake my hand and tell me that I'm right. And I hope to see you up there, or we're going to be just like Mexico, just like Russia, just like China. They're trying to make it a racial issue. Vicente Fox isn't even a Mexican. In fact, almost the entire ruling party down there is European. They're German, they're English, they're Spanish, they're Jewish. They're not Mexicans. That's what's so incredible about the names of the people who are in their Congress. It is a corrupt joke. It is a feudal serf state, ladies and gentlemen. And it's run by Europeans. It is not run by Mexicans. And they have the second highest ratio for the largest poor class in the world. They're number two after North Korea. They have more billionaires per ratio compared to the poor population. It is a corrupt system. They don't call it communist. They don't call it fascist. They call it feudal Mexico. They have incredibly corrupt police. They have a payoff system. Dozens of towns now fly the Mexican flag in South Texas. You're not allowed to speak English in court proceedings. Federal government is behind all of it. I want to see revolution in Mexico. I want to see a real government of the people. I want to see a real republic. We have tens of millions of illegals pouring up from Latin America through Mexico to this country. The Republicans and the Democrats have set up a system that draws them here with incentives. It is meant to drive down the wages and turn us into a feudal system and have a huge voting bloc who is racially charged, who will pull the lever in the voting booth for gun control and globalism. We are entering the Pan-American Union, the American Union. It's already happened under trade deals. The Free Trade Group of the Americas is expanding. And our standard of living is plunging. So, I want to see you down there at a protest of Vicente Fox and Governor Perry, who's pushing to legalize these people, to accept false ID cards, to let them commit felonies. Fox is also going to be giving an award to one of the local Reconquista folks in the city government who's been accepting the cards and committing felonies. We have open sedition, rebellion against the United States, going on by the corporate globalist right here in America using Mexico as their pawn. We'll talk more about it when we get back, and a bunch of other news about preemptive strikes with Russia, NATO, and others as we edge towards World War III. Big show lined up for you. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. And then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. This evening, the 5th of November 2003, I'm going to be downtown Austin at the Governor's Mansion at 11th and Lavaca, right by the Capitol, confronting El Presidente and the governor, Rick Perry. We're going to have Vicente Fox nesting in the governor's mansion, calling for getting rid of the border. And I heard neocon henchmen yesterday and today, nationally and locally, saying, oh, we've got to stop illegal immigration, taking all the energy we've built up against it. We've got to go ahead and give them matricula cards and give them ID cards and accept them. And that means unlimited amnesty for the 30-plus million that are here from Russia, China, predominantly Latin America, Mexico, and all those that come here in the future. And the few plants that are left, the few places making underwear and socks and shirts and pants, the few places left, the meat packing facilities, the poultry facilities, the pork facilities where they render these animals, about 90% of it's illegals. About 90%. And it's a race to the bottom. Our wages are all plunging, and the illegals can live 10 to a house and do better than they do in Mexico under that feudal serf system. But if you're a citizen, regardless of what color you are, it's hurting you and hurting you badly. And over 800 cities accept matricula cards. Multiple states accept ID cards or issuing ID cards. Starting next week in California, they're going to issue millions of illegals driver's license. They're federal felons. They're criminals. But the government doesn't care. They're engaging in massive racketeering on a huge scale. And make no mistake, America is being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. It is the stated goal of the UN and its owners at the IMF and World Bank to get rid of all the borders, to merge the United States into Canada, Mexico, and the rest of the Latin American countries. They're now doing the Free Trade Group of the Americas, round two, merging our laws, our social security systems with these nations, including dozens of countries in the Caribbean. This is the new America. People like Orrin Hatch, the gun-grabbing neocon, wants to give extra tuition to illegals, more than citizens get for schooling. The hospitals give carte blanche, first-serve treatment for the illegals. Citizens have to wait in line or are refused. Veterans are given no health care, but illegals are. You see, the government has done this by design, not just to get cheap labor, but to get people to go into those voting booths and to vote for gun control and open borders and entering us into the global system. The big New York banks, the Ford Foundation, the same Ford Foundation that funds the Palestinian movement and funds the UN, is funding the La Reconquista movement. I have video of 4th of July rallies with Hispanics, blacks, whites, veterans in L.A. and San Diego being attacked with baseball bats and 2x4s by hordes of communist Mexicans screaming, "We want to kill all whites out," with pictures of white people's heads cut off, with blood dripping out. This is what's really going on. And I've protested the Klan, I've bullhorned them, and I've bullhorned Mecha, and I've bullhorned La Raza, and I'm going to bullhorn that pig, Vicente Fox, this afternoon. And I hope to see everybody out there, regardless of what color you are. If you love this country and you don't want to lose everything you've got, and you don't want to be in an engineered race war that the New World Order is setting up to break off the Southwest, you better be there tonight, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, down there with me, standing against Vicente Fox and Governor Rick Big Government Perry. Do you want to respond to what I've said? You got points you want to add? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Now, I probably, and this is no exaggeration, if I'm out on the street, I probably have on average 30, 40 Hispanics with their families, American citizens, come up to me and shake my hand and tell me I'm right about this. And the polls show that 82% of Hispanics are against the borders being open and are against all these illegals. When you average in whites and blacks, it's 87 to 89% depending on which poll. So all their race baiting, all their attempts to twist this issue have failed. But the media keeps putting the line out so all of us individually by ourselves feel like we're in the minority view. But I have the Gallup polls, I have the statistics, I have the numbers. But it wouldn't matter if 90% of America wanted to get rid of America and get rid of the borders and get rid of our rights. Because in a republic, in a sovereign country, you do have to have citizenship. You do have to have control of your border. Now, I want to challenge you to do something. A lot of people are pointing this out now, but years ago, I went to the website of the Mexican Congress, their House and their Senate, which, by the way, they've now had last year. It was actually 2 years ago, joint sessions of our Congress and their Congress as part of this Pan-American Union. And I've looked at the names, the majority of the names of the ruling class in Mexico are German, are British, are, strangely enough, more Germans than there are even Spanish. And yes, there are Jewish names, there are even Japanese names, just like Peru was run by a Japanese guy. This is just colonialism. It's a colonial slave state run by rich elite families that moved in there hundreds of years ago, and it's run out of New York and D.C., and they're trying to break down America right now in Mexico and their giant serf population is being used as a battering ram to destroy this constitutional republic. It's that simple. But I remember looking at the names. I mean, most of the names, not some of the names, are Schmidt and Green and Johnson and Fox. And you look at, I've watched their Congress on C-SPAN several times, and they're all about 6'5". Most of them got blonde hair, blue eyes. And again, my whole point is this is a sick joke. They try to make it racial politics for the Mexican people, who are really just a mixture of Native Americans and Spanish bloodlines and black bloodlines. And you've got this giant mass. They have the second highest ratio, that is the biggest poor mass, more people in poverty than anybody else other than North Korea. Mexico, unless you go to one of the tourist districts, maybe in Cancun in the Yucatan Peninsula, the whole place is a giant nightmare. Mexico City, 25, 30 million people, half of them living in cardboard boxes, getting water maybe 1 hour a day out of a dirty spigot. About a third of the children are born with holes in their brains, holes in their hearts from all the toxic waste that's dumped down there. The sky turns brown with the dried dust of human excrement. And that's what America is going to turn into, folks. I just want you to know that, okay? Because I've been outside Mexico City. I've seen it from afar. I didn't have the will to go into what is conservatively the most disgusting, filthy, evil, corrupt city on the entire earth, the globe, the planet, the sphere, spaceship Earth. And all over Latin America, from Chile to Guatemala, they are running the Indians off their land at gunpoint. They are forcing them into the compact cities. The IMF and World Bank are taking their land, and they're building giant highways and bus systems right up to our border. And now they're going to have the guest worker program. You think 30 million illegals? You think hundreds of languages being spoken in Los Angeles, no one able to communicate with each other? You think it's bad now? We're going to look like Blade Runner in another 20 years if we don't turn this around. So I hope you're listening to us, folks. I hope you realize what's happening. I got a story here. Biometric passports suffer bumpy ride. Countries want digital identifiers and passports by next year. Will the technology be ready? See, the question is that we don't want a world ID card. It's, oh, does it work? And all over the world, the UN has ordered everybody to go to a social security number, the same prefix number, a face scan, a thumb scan, a hand scan. This is your world ID card. World taxation, Tobin tax, energy taxes, money transfer taxes. And we're going to have no border, no sovereignty, no nothing. And the Supreme Court said they're merging their laws with that of foreign courts, with that of the UN, with that of the criminal court. No juries, can't face your accusers, can be held for 30 years without a trial, can be tried multiple times for the same offense, reinstating double jeopardy. We're merging our courts, our Social Security, with Canada and Mexico and England and Germany and China. It's happening. World government's upon us, and the Sean Hannitys and the Rush Limbaughs have been there to keep you in the dark about it. Bush wants blanket amnesty, and Fox is their little puppet there peddling it. So this is the reality, my friends. What do you think about it? We'll take your calls when we get back and get into some news about this. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is so important, folks, to get involved in this fight. I know this is short notice, but I expect every person that can hear my voice right now who's in Central Texas to be down there to confront Fox and Perry as Fox travels the Southwest, as they give dual citizenship to all of the Mexicans that are here trying to get them to break down the Southwest in some stupid pride move when all they're doing is destroying their only escape route to freedom. America will fall into the same system that Mexico and China and Russia are under. Our laws are being merged. Our sovereignty is dying right now. I want to hear from our Hispanic listeners that understand this, that understand that it's not a racial issue as the media has tried to make it. 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com and Infowars.net are the websites, as well as JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey Filter Elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds? With collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off of my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. THIN.
All right, my friends, we're about to go to Bill and John and Daryl and Dean and others. In fact, Dean's calling from Canada. They're bringing in millions of people there legally. You want to come there, you can come there, whether it's from Russia or Europe or China or the Middle East, just pouring in. And then, of course, they're shipping the rest of the jobs to India. It's horrible what's happening. And there's only a few top issues. Number one is the social decay, turning us into a bunch of wicked people that won't stand up for goodness because we don't know what goodness is. The falling away from God, the environmental land grabbers and the movement to repossess property and to get rid of our liberties and freedoms, the gun control movement, the movement to get rid of our borders, and then, of course, there is the gun control, the disarmament of the slaves. Those are really some of the top issues. And there's also electronic voting, the touchscreen systems that are riddled with fraud and run by the CIA, and that's all come out in the news. Across the board, a giant tyranny is being set up. And we have the majority of Americans against the open borders, against all the illegal aliens. But again, the Republican and Democratic parties are doing everything they can to intensify this, not to stop it. Let's talk to Phil in Oregon. Phil, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I didn't know if you had time to mention the fact that only five senators made up a quorum in that voice vote on the $87 billion Iraq war funding. Only five out of 100, 95% of them, just were trick-or-treating.
Yeah, I did see that, and that's how we do things now, is five senators, well, three senators, gave us the Federal Reserve Act, and so this is the new America.
Boy, I tell you, I grabbed my little constitution, and it says that a quorum has to constitute at least a bare minimum of a majority. 51% have to be present, so I don't know how they get away with five.
Well, they've changed the rules without changing the constitution.
Well, I tell you, this is a scandal that really takes the hat.
Well, by the way, they're now bringing forward an emergency takeover FEMA amendment. They want to start a constitutional convention where a bunch of other stuff can be rewritten. Guarantee that during a constitutional convention with the states voting, there'll be a terrorist attack provided by the globalists to get other stuff passed. And they've tried a lot of other scams to get a con up there. But now they're trying to get another con so that the El Presidente and the governors will appoint the new Congress.
Well, Alex, I thank you for pointing it all out, and I just didn't know if you'd had time to mention this this tragedy of a five-senator quorum for the war bill.
No, I didn't read that yesterday, and I dropped the ball. I just mentioned the $87 billion had been authorized to Halliburton, but what do you think about that?
Well, I think it really it proves everything you've been saying. When 95% of them don't even feel their presence is necessary, I tell you, that says it all right there. They don't even have to show up.
Absolutely. I mean, Caligula, our new emperor, might as well bring his horse in to vote for him.
Amen. Keep up the good work, Alex.
Hey, thank you, Phil. I appreciate the call. John in Kansas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Alex, God bless you. You're doing a good job. I want you to let me get this straight. Perry is the governor of Texas, is that correct?
And he's committing federal crimes by pushing to accept the fake ID cards, and Fox is going to give an award to one of the local police officials for his great work accepting the fake ID cards. So,
okay, Vicente Fox is the president of Mexico, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What I would like you to do, sir, re-edicate. Slash, for those who don't know the word, say again. Bullhorn Fox. Not announce on the radio. Scream it again, what you said at 11:10 Central Standard Time.
What, that I'm going to bullhorn that disgusting pig?
Tell the people again to get down there and get with you. I'm up in Kansas. And call your senators, which I do regularly, Brownback, Roberts, who's the chair of intelligence, my congressman's Moran, and the other one's a pretty powerful one, T-Art.
Well, you know, I thought about getting Perry's number this morning. I forgot to do it. We should all call the governor and tell him, how dare you meet with somebody who's here as an enemy agent trying to foment the violation of federal laws. He's going to give an award to the city for authorizing illegal aliens. I mean, it's just absolute treason. It's criminal activity right out in front of everybody by that European carpetbagger Fox.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You'd think being prepared is a simple idea, and you'd think it would be simple to find everything you need for any emergency situation. Well, it's just that simple at CampingSurvival.com. After years of research, Tom Shaka, the president of a 45-year-old company, started CampingSurvival.com. He has used his experience in company's infrastructure to put over 4,000 products for preparedness, camping, hunting, and fun in one place, CampingSurvival.com. At CampingSurvival.com, we have everything you need to be sure you're ready for anything from a man-made to a natural disaster, or just to be comfortable at home. We have so much and are adding hundreds of products every month. So check us out on the web at www.campingsurvival.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-537-1339. That's 800-537-1339. You've searched for it before. So have we, and it's now at campingsurvival.com. Potassium pills for radiation protection, pet care products, self-defense gear, military...
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Defending the Republic against enemies, foreign and domestic. I don't care what color you are or where you're from in this country. If you love America, you want to stand up against this tyranny, I'm your brother. But if you want to serve the globalist, I'm your enemy. If you want to microchip our children, like Sean Hannity saying every child needs a chip, and you're for, quote, arresting all the militias, you're my enemy. If you're for open borders and gun control, you're my enemy. If you're for controlling our borders, national sovereignty, the Second Amendment, getting back to our biblical foundations, you're my brother. The show's about getting you outside the box, getting you to think for yourself. Coming up is Daryl Dean, Paul, Clyde, Charles, and others. Here in just a few minutes, and then we're going to get into NATO hints at undertaking preemptive missions worldwide. That feeds into Putin in Reuters. Putin reaffirms Russia's right to preemptive strikes. Fox aims to boost ties with U.S. border states and migrants, getting rid of the borders completely. That's the globalist plan. Illegal immigration comes to a small town, America. This is out of the Michigan News, admitting that it's destroyed the economy up there. This is a liberal, by the way. Yeah, enough of you lose your job, you're going to wake up and speak out. County delegates plan Annapolis bill on illegal immigration, banning these fake cards, these matricula cards that the feds are trying to make everybody accept. That's coming up as well after we take some calls. Then in about 55 minutes, we'll be joined by Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Go over that new major poll where 90-plus percent of police say they're against gun control. That's right. We'll also get into some of the crime statistics of what the Second Amendment really does and how it frustrates crime and how vital it is to the safety, security, and sovereignty of this nation. And Glenn Spencer will be on with us for about 15 minutes, 5 minutes into the next hour, if we're able to get him. He's on the border right now flying drones and streaming it over their website. They're on their way to the border right now. I talked to him before I went on the air of AmericanPatrol.com. Their private drones videotaping thousands of illegals pouring across every time they put the drone in the sky. So that's all coming up. Again, we're about to go to your calls here in 1 minute. Before we do that, if you want to break the hold the globalists have on the people's minds forever, we have the tools. I've made 10 full-length feature documentary films. A new one is out, Matrix of Evil. And Matrix of Evil is over 2 hours long, $25.95. It has Ron Paul, Congresswoman McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, police state expert, myself, and many others. It's interviews, questions, speeches. It's a different film than what I've made in the past. It's excellent. Just the intro alone is incredible. Go watch the trailer at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Also get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, the new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Get three or more of any of the 10 videos. They drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, and it gets bigger as you order more videos. Order Out of Chaos is $19.95. Order a second book for $11.95 to give as a gift. And your purchase also is vital to the future of this broadcast and the work we're doing here in our global outreach on the shortwave. Again, it is so important to make the call to get the videos. We have callers every day who talk about the police pull them over, see a copy of one of the videos, and go, oh, I've seen that. Oh, yeah, we're waking up to that. Or, you know, school teachers, their students bring them to class, and or congressmen are seeing them and waking up. And it's having a massive effect, folks. So make the call, get the videos, keep spreading the word. I want to thank those that have. 1-888-253-3139. That number again, 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Don't procrastinate. Evil men and tyrants are counting on you not taking action. We can defeat the ABCs and the Foxes and other communist news channels by unlocking minds. The globalists have to reapply their propaganda. We have the truth, and once you show somebody how they're being lied to, they shift their paradigm. The blinders come off. So here's the mailing address one more time. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's talk to Daryl in Pennsylvania. We're talking about the globalist plan to get rid of our borders and put us into the Pan-American Union using Mexico as a pawn. Go ahead. You're on the air, Daryl.
Yeah, Alex. Yesterday, I believe it was, that you had a caller who called in reading various messages that Mary supposedly gave to humans. And if you'd allow me, I'd like to share several cautions and warnings about dreams and visions with the listeners to the Alex Jones Show.
Sir, I deal, you know, with facts and news and reports, and listeners will call in about whatever they want. But if you talk about them, we'll get a bunch of calls on that issue. But you know what? I'm not going to censor you. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I'm not going to give any dreams and visions. I just want to give some warnings to folks because I think it's a very important and critical issue. I'm over 50, Alex, and in my lifetime, I've seen hundreds of dreams and visions reported in various Christian literature, both Protestant and Roman Catholic, with predictions that never materialized. And the Bible clearly tells us in 2 Corinthians that Satan is transformed into an angel of light and his demons into ministers of righteousness, so we need to keep that in mind. And while I'm not Roman Catholic, I'm also not anti-Catholic. My dad, my friend, my best friend, about 95% of all my relatives are Roman Catholic. A Catholic friend gave me a 500 or 600-page book on apparitions of Mary. Many of these messages of supposed apparitions of Mary were clearly unbiblical, so a warning to my Catholic friends. watch out. The message you think you may be getting from Mary may be from a demon that's masquerading as Mary. And while Bible prophecy is very important, Alex, we should get it from the Bible and not from many of these prophecy writers and preachers who have a tremendous track record of picking wrong dates for the pre-trib rapture, such as 1988, and picking many wrong choices for the Antichrist, or getting our prophecies from apparitions who may be demons.
Well, that's why I don't cover that. I cover stuff I can prove.
And I'd like to suggest that we not have folks calling in with dreams and visions for Patriot Radio, because we have no way of verifying whether that dream or vision or prophecy is valid and true, and or it's something that someone dreamed after eating a pizza just before going to bed, or something a demon masquerading as Jesus or Mary passed to them. And finally, Alex, I'm not sure we Americans are deserving of dreams and visions from God or anyone else, when so many of us tolerate sin and tyranny in our land, and we don't obey God's clear commands in the Bible to deliver the helpless, such as the babies that get murdered every 20 seconds in America. And I really, I don't think we need dreams and visions. We ought to be able to see clearly the evil in our land, Alex, just by looking around us. And we ought to be in IMAX mode right now and fighting it, rather than trying to figure out when the Lord's coming back, the exact day.
Well, that is the globalist salve, to go just lay down, go along with the microchips. All this has to happen. Don't fight evil.
Exactly, and we don't need to know who the Antichrist is, the specific guy, because we know who the Antichrist forces are.
Well, we know the Antichrist system is upon us right now.
Exactly.
The control grid, the cashless society slave system is being put in right before our eyes.
And what we need to stay focused on is fighting the tyranny by using the great information tools like your police state videos, your 911 videos, and I'm glad you got Jack McLam coming on. His book, Operation Vampire Killer 2000. There's lots of good materials that we can present folks with that'll show them what's really happening. We don't need to get into dreams and visions, and I'd just like to ask people, please don't call in with that.
Okay, what do you think about Vicente Fox? He's going to be here, and we read the article yesterday, giving awards to local officials who have legalized all the illegals and have set up day labor sites, felons, setting it up to destroy our community and roll us into a Pan-American Union.
Well, isn't he related to the current president of the United States? I mean, they're like blood brothers. They seem to always, you know, therefore...
Well, no, this Fox isn't even a Mexican. None of these people are that run Mexico.
But they want to give away, basically, the American Southwest, which is what they do by allowing all of the immigration to come streaming across, illegal immigration.
And now they want to totally legalize that as the, quote, solution. Thanks for the call.
God bless.
You bet. And again, I'm going to be down there 6:30 tonight, Lavaca and 11th Street, Governor's Mansion. I'm going to be bullhorning that disgusting meeting between El Presidente and El Governor. Let's go ahead and you know what they call the governor in Austria? The Gruppenführer. I'm not kidding. That's Arnold, the Gruppenführer. I just had to mention that. That's really what it means. He is a groping for your... let's go a side issue. Let's go ahead and talk to Dean in Canada, who's also being assailed by illegal aliens. Go ahead.
Hi. Alex, I just want to compliment you. I think you are the fairest host that I have ever heard in my life. So many hosts are so manipulative of their callers and... what a refreshing change you are, and you're just a wickedly smart guy. I think you're really rare. I have so much admiration. Two just simple questions about Bohemian Grove. One, why isn't the picture clear on the net? Is it clear on the video? And it seems to me that when the light comes down from where the camera is, that there's an audience in front of the camera. Can you comment?
Well, number one, we're not masters of the internet, and that was 3 years ago when we put those video clips on the web, and we've since bought better programs that makes video clearer. In fact, in the next few days, I'm going to put the new Matrix of Evil trailer back up a little bit clearer. We have a very small staff, but they use the footage I shot at Bohemian Grove in an international documentary that aired on Trio Network, on National British TV in England, on Trio here. And have you seen the actual VHS documentary of Bohemian Grove?
No. Well, this is why I'm asking you. Is it clear?
Let me explain. I snuck into Bohemian Grove, and the Bohemian Grove Club, where the president goes and others go for 127 years, They're on 128 now. They're on the record as saying Mr. Jones did sneak in and did shoot this ritual on videotape. So it's admitted that I did indeed go in there. Some people say, why didn't you go up and ask them to take their hoods off so you could videotape them? Well, why didn't Tom Cruise take his mask off and Eyes Wide Shut? I had a small Sony digital camera in a little fanny pack on my side with a plug-in to what looked like a pager with a pinhole color camera. And Mike had another little camera, but I'm the one that shot the ritual. His video camera ran out of tape, and we couldn't reload it because there were crowds around us. And we snuck in there, Mike Hansen and myself, and on July 15th, 2000, and at dusk, we had been told every July 15th, the world leaders all get on one side of a small lake. I'd call it a pond. It's about, I guess, 150 yards long. And about 50 to 60 yards wide, and you get on one side, and the owl shrine is on the other, and about 100 priests engage in the ritual. And there's a crowd of about 1,000 people. Just like when you go to church, you have the choir, and you have the priest, and their accolades, and their supporters, and their, you know, basic different, you know, I mean, like when you watch Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, there's the fire, and on one side, you've got those carrying out the ritual. On the other side, you've got, you know, that's how all religions work, is you've got the general crowd there, and then you've got the priest and people carrying out the ritual. I'm using the Indiana Jones Temple of Doom analogy, because that's basically, they had fire between the ritual and the people. This was water between the people and the ritual. Or at church, you're in the pews, and across, then there's a stage, which they had, you know, a raised stone stage at the Grove. And yes, in Road to Tyranny, in Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, we do have Dean crisp video. We have we were able to zoom in on the video to the high priest in his silver robe and his red cloak, and doing his hand gestures. And we zoom in on the boatman bringing in the bound body for sacrifice, and it's all there on the internet. It's not the best. I mean, I was 100 yards away there, kind of down from the crowd, standing up on the knob of a redwood tree, trying to get above the crowd to shoot video out of the darkness. But yes, it is clear in Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove.
Was this the most shocking experience of your life?
Yes, it was the most bizarre, and it made my faith in Jesus, in Yahweh and Jesus a lot stronger. And gave me more knowledge of the fact that the globalists really are Satanist.
Okay, well, you've answered the question, but if I buy the video, I'll be able to see, I mean, obviously I'm not going to recognize anyone I know, right? But I'll be able to see things clearly?
Well, yes. On the video, too, you will see it where suddenly half the screen becomes black, and it's moving all over the screen, because the camera was over at an angle, and I wasn't aiming it properly for, like, I'd say about a third of the ritual. And so there's the field of the camera. Do you understand? And so the camera was going off field. So I would have to zoom in on the video with a computer and focus in over on the edge of the screen to try to blow up what you're seeing. You understand what I'm saying?
Something's wrong with my voice, Alex. I'm recording what you're saying on the internet. I'll play it back later. I'm sorry, I'm not following you, to be quite honest. But
something's wrong with your voice?
Something's wrong with my throat. I've been drinking something here. It's really distracting me. I'm sorry. But I will play what you said back later, and I take it that you've answered my question. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. What I'm trying to boil down and say is that some of the camera work is shaky. Some of it, you know, it's off to an angle. I mean, understand, there's the field of the camera. There's the, you know, the screenshot, the, you know, the TV set, what the camera catches, okay? And with a video camera, there are edges of the film that you don't see on your TV screen, because new video cameras the last 5 years or so are shot to like a movie screen size. They're rectangular. They're not square. So what I was able to do, despite the fact that for part of the ritual I had the camera, you know, because when you're 100 yards away, if you're just off a little bit, it would get out of the shot. I was able to go into the video, go over to the side area that would have been obscured if it was on a normal TV set, and zoom in on that lost area of the frame and show the ritual. But two-thirds of it, I mean, is just right on the ritual, right on, you know, the entire thing going on. And, you know, let's say you have a 25-inch tall TV screen. For most of the ritual, the people on the screen, I'd say, are about 3-4 inches tall. So you can clearly see the color of their robes, the regalia of the staffs, hear what they're saying, and it's very crisp. Now, parts of it get blurry and stuff. Again, I mean, it's a hidden video camera. You ever watched on those crime shows, you know, the black and white footage or surveillance footage of cops, you know, in a sting operation? It's a lot cleaner than that. And again, it's on the record by the Grove that I did sneak in there and get that footage. So thank you for the call, Dean. Paul and Clyde and Charles and others, you're up next when we get back. Maybe somebody who's seen Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove can call in and tell Dean what you think. All right, we'll be right back, folks. But do a search under Alex Jones, Bohemian Grove, and you should find Press Democrat articles. You should find San Francisco articles where the Bohemian Grove admits in the newspaper that I did indeed sneak in and do that.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, Glenn Spencer of AmericanPatrol.com. We're able to reach him via his Nextel phone on the border while they're flying surveillance drones, private surveillance drones, to show the invasion. Then in about 35 minutes, we're going to have Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order, with some great new statistics for you. You don't want to miss that, but let's keep going to the calls right now. Let's talk to Paul in Texas, then Clyde, Charles, Manuel, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Paul.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good deal. Hey, buddy, I just moved back to Austin a couple months ago.
I was in San Francisco, and I'll tell you what, living in that city just by itself was a real eye-opener. There's, you know, aside from just the sheer volume of Masonic temples that are out there, I'll tell you what, I mean, I talk to a lot of people in the Bay Area, and outside of, like, all the yuppies, you know, who are making $80,000 a year wondering why San Francisco is filled with yuppies, people are working like three jobs just to make their ends meet, you know, putting in 80, 90 hours a week. And I think that that's really something that's, you know, that's really scary because California is kind of a beta testing ground for
well, that's because they've driven down the wages with all the illegals and all the jobs being shipped overseas. But people got to have that standard of living. So, yeah, they're working two, three jobs.
Oh, yeah. No. I met two guys who were both system administrators, and they're working, you know, I mean, when I went out there, you know, I went at the genius time after the dot-com boom ended, but I was delivering auto parts for the first 6 months I was there, and these guys are doing the same thing, you know, and they're working as system administrators because they've got to make enough money to make that outrageous house payment. I mean, in San Francisco, you can't get a house for less than $500,000, and to, you know, and to live 30 miles away out, you know, west of San Francisco in the desert, you're still paying $250,000.
It's amazing. I appreciate the call. Anything else? Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, it's just really tough. And I try to talk to people out there, and I guess that in a way that was kind of the worst thing. I mean, I'll tell you what, I mean, people are so sensitive out there, you know, and so close-minded. There's nothing more conservative than a West Coast liberal.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call. Take care, my friend. Clyde in Colorado. Clyde, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Are you familiar with what is called the New States Constitution?
Yes.
You know, that's an interesting document. I don't think they're basically going to be able to put that into effect, but, you know...
Yeah, they are incrementally through
NAFTA, through a different strategy.
Through GATT. That's how they got the EU. They just call it a trade deal as they merge our systems.
Well, I think if you look in that document, which I've been distributing copies of it for 10, 15 years...
Yeah, it was written back in the late 70s.
Yeah, it was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation with some $25 million over... I guess it was... first published in about 1973. But basically in there, if you go to the terms that are in there, it reads, just take the Bill of Rights, for example. There, all of them read, the Bill of Rights reads just like ours, except at the end of every listing of the Bill of Rights is except as provided by law. At the end.
Yeah, so you've got the big law, that's the Bill of Rights, but, oh, any bureaucrat, any two-bit, exactly. Whoever can get rid of that. That's the same thing that Ashcroft says about the Second Amendment. Oh, you got your right unless we pass a law.
Well, you know,
the whole point, that's a fraud.
Yes, that's very true. The other thing is, of course, the states are abolished. We have 10 regions, and you do remember the name?
I have a New York Times article from 1936. I have the original New York Times where it shows the 10 regions.
Right. The people who administer under the direction of the Führer will be called overseers. That's the term that's used in the
Apple. Yeah, and then in 79, FEMA came out with the 10 FEMA regions.
Right. Right. Well, President Nixon, I think, first, as I remember, I was in the federal bureaucracy. I think those were first done by executive order in about 1968 or 69.
But then it was codified under FEMA in 79.
Right. But I think it, what is interesting is I don't frankly think that the globalists believe they can per se eliminate the states, at least as geographic.
If they overrun us with another 30 million illegals and then give them the right to vote, they will. Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk more about it when we get back, Clyde. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.